This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. Second quarter earnings season is underway, and as we told you earlier this week, there will be a lot to look for as some of the country's biggest banks open their books to shareholders. Today, JP Morgan Chase reported a worse-than-expected 28% drop in quarterly earnings, blaming economic worries like the war in Ukraine, inflation, and Fed tightening. The bank also said it's suspending share buybacks, that practice of a company buying its own stock that reached record levels last year and had been on pace for another record this year. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab gets us started with this explainer.
If you have a bunch of extra cash sitting around, financial advisors will say you should do something with it. Same goes for companies. John Blank is chief equity strategist at Zacks Investment Research. He says after last year's post-lockdown market,
the cash on corporate balance sheets is at record highs. Corporate profit margins measured by the S&P 500 is at record highs too.
Some businesses might use extra cash to invest in new technology or factories or even hire more people. But more established companies sometimes invest in themselves, literally through stock buybacks.
The company's basically buying itself.
Eric Compton, an equity research analyst at Morningstar, says when a company buys its own shares, it pushes up its stock value.
So it's kind of like a way of them giving back to their shareholders, doing something with that excess cash.
Now, there are times when a company wants to hoard excess cash, which is why it would suspend buybacks. Maybe there's a merger or acquisition in its future, or maybe it's just looking to build some savings cushion, like anyone would, in case there's, say, an impending economic slowdown. David Cass is a professor of finance at the University of Maryland.
We don't know if this will be a Category 1 hurricane or a Category 5 hurricane. An appropriate defensive strategy by large corporations would be, hey, maybe we should start conserving our cash now.
Any company can suspend buybacks, but it's news when a major bank does it because it has so much global data about consumer savings, spending, and debt. Does that mean JP Morgan's move spells doom and gloom? Howard Silverblatt is an analyst at S&P Dow Jones Indices.
It's a cautionary note. But it's the view of a single bank, even a major bank, while important, does not set the tone and the trend going forward.
He says if we start to see a bunch of other big banks do the same, then we should lean in a little closer. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.